Hello, everybody. Jack Randall here. Welcome to this month's insightful article called Shift Just Happened. How is your mutual responding? As the old saying goes, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. Well, my friend Mike Rayburn takes this one step farther by adding that time breaks everything. Because of COVID, it's now time for your mutual to take this opportunity to either prosper or to punt. In just a few short months, the effects from this newest coronavirus have literally impacted the globe. Yet shockingly, most all mutuals I've spoken with cite that, other than a flattened growth curve and dealing with some employees working remotely, the feeling is that they have experienced only minimal impact thus far. The underlying tone is that they're waiting it out and hoping for things to return to normal shortly. If your mutual feels the same way, I hope to send a wake-up call to action because shift just happened. Realize it or not, as a result of COVID, we have all entered a new next normal, and there is a huge bright window of opportunity to those who quickly choose to act and capitalize on it, or a dilemma for those who choose to wait and get left behind. Shift and pre-9/11 cookies, COVID, and your mutual. Back in 1999, our son booked a plane to fly overseas. His aunt baked a gigantic box of fresh cookies for him to enjoy on the trip, but unfortunately, she got to the airline gate after he had already boarded the aircraft. Well, if you recall back then, family and friends could walk right up to the boarding gate. Since the flight had not yet left the gate, she explained to the gate attendant that she urgently needed to get the cookies to him right away. Shockingly, the attendant actually let his aunt board the plane to deliver the cookies to him. Oh, the good old days. Sadly, however, 2 years later, following the events of 9/11, air travel protocol changed drastically and shift happened. I define shift in two ways. First of all, a change in how something or someone is viewed, or a change in mindset, beliefs, or perceived needs. Periodically, historical events happen that change how life is significantly impacted from that point on. Using the definition I just gave, I'm sure you'll agree that 9/11, the invention of the light bulb, and the advent of nuclear power are just a few quick examples of shift. Sometimes, as in the case of the invention of the light bulb, shift is evident, but slow and gradual as the technology becomes more commonplace. Contrast that to the shift that happened following the events of 9/11. The resulting air travel shift was very evident, and change happened very quickly. The COVID shift, however, differs again. The COVID shift is happening quickly, but due to the widespread uncertainties of the times, also very silently. The concern here with this shift is that many mutuals will be caught unprepared and left behind from a competitive standpoint in reaching, servicing, and retaining their customers, let alone reaching new ones, because what may have worked in the past won't be effective going forward. Your competitors are understanding this, and they're already adjusting. Let's face it, since 9/11 happened, no longer can our aunt run onto our plane to deliver fresh cookie service to us. Similarly, the current COVID pandemic shift has silently changed the marketplace, including insurance. The needs and buying habits of your customers, I'm talking here insureds and agents, have forever changed. But let's look at how. What we know because of COVID. We know two things. First of all, many people are fearful, or at least have a very heightened concern for their physical and financial health and security, so they seek to minimize direct person-to-person situations. Many now find themselves working from home, going out less, and buying and accessing services online 24/7. These are the two big reasons why we need to be able to reach out to them with our products and services, as opposed to waiting for them to come to us by old traditional means. Likely, this will involve your heavier emphasis on online connectivity and marketing. An executive coaching phrase says, "What got you here won't get you there." While this applies also with marketing, advertising, servicing, your insureds and agents too, unless you make the proactive changes now. What recent COVID-related research indicates? Well, 34% of respondents said they are changing to less expensive products to save dollars. This came from McKinsey & Company in an August of 2020 article. Next, it is estimated that COVID has accelerated e-commerce growth by 4 to 6 years. That information came from a Forbes article in June of 2020. Next, 77% of respondents said they have tried a new shopping behavior since COVID. That one came from McKinsey & Company in an August of 2020 article. Another article said 73 to 80% of respondents said they plan to stick with the new behavior post-crisis. That also came from a McKinsey & Company July 2020 article. And lastly, I would cite that 42% of consumers said that they will shop online more frequently even when COVID is ended. That came from an Essential Retail article out of the UK in May of 2020. Let's look at 4 key action steps to your mutual's ongoing success in response to the COVID shift. First of all, number 1, change your company culture radically to proactively drive creativity and customer-focused change. We're talking about resourcefulness. I'm also talking about including all board, management, and staff. Everybody has to be on board. Change from a watch and wait to a respond quickly culture. Number 2, collect feedback constantly to truly understand your target customer's needs. Here we're talking about relevance. You do know who your primary target customer is, right? If you don't, you're trying to market to the world. Number 3, create and/or adjust your strategic action plan accordingly. I'm talking responsiveness. Here include actions, owners, and timelines as you plan and make a plan of attack as to your course of action. And lastly, number 4, commit to act promptly and decisively. I'm talking about resolve, and it just makes common sense here. Don't forget your mutual's biggest advantage over your competitors, your size. Just like a small boat can run circles around an ocean liner, your small boat has the ability and agility to quickly act and beat out your competitors. That is, if you choose to act. That's why I'm so excited, because a lot of the control for your ability to capitalize on this is actually within your control. I am totally convinced that this recent shift can be a bright opportunity to better serve your customers and grow your company. So which will it be? Prosper or punt? The choice is yours. All my best to you, Jack Randall. I would close by adding, I work with people and organizations who want a clear picture of success and a roadmap to get them there. If I can assist your mutual in any way by answering questions or providing additional insights or vision blueprinting services, please let me know by phone at 816-617-4823 or by email at jack@randallresourcesint.com.